Hi, I'm Jesse Cruikshank.
Jesse Cruikshank.
I host the number one comedy podcast called Phone a Friend.
Girl, let's phone a friend.
Not only do I break down the biggest stories in pop culture with guests like Dan Levy and members of NSYNC, I do it with my own personal boy band singing jingles throughout because it's my show.
It's your show, girl.
New episodes of Phone a Friend.
Yeah.
Drop Thursdays wherever you get your podcasts.
So work it, girl. Yeah, work it.
Okay, that's enough.
From the Kiss 92.5 studios in Toronto, Canada.
This is Roz.
Yes.
And Mocha.
It's Roz and Mocha. What's going on?
Hey guys, this is Bruno Mars.
This is Selena Gomez.
The Chainsmokers.
Lady Gaga.
Calvin Harris.
Celestia Carr.
This is Ed Sheeran.
You're listening to my boys Roz and Mocha.
Roz and Mocha.
My boys Roz and Mocha.
The Roz and Mocha Show.
Between Roz and Mocha, who is your favorite?
Roz.
Mocha.
Roz.
I pick Mocha.
You guys are so funny, man.
Congratulations, Lisa! Wow!
You just won $1,000.
That is amazing. Y'all just made my entire morning. Keep it up.
You guys are awesome, man.
This is the Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Connor, what's going on? It's Roz and Mocha.
I'm doing very well. Yourself?
Cool, good, man. What's up?
So I was flying back to Toronto, and I came across a problem, and I thought I'd pose it to you to see what your answer was.
Okay.
I was in the washroom, as you do.
Where?
Like at home?
Pearson.
At the airport.
At the airport.
Yeah.
Okay. Stall or urinal?
Urinals. Urinal.
Okay.
In front of me, there were three.
Okay.
The leftmost one was occupied.
Yeah.
The middle one, it was perfect. It was clean. It looked like it was cleaned by the janitor of heaven himself.
Okay.
It was pristine.
Yeah.
And then the right one was a little bit dirty.
Okay.
I'd want to know, how dirty does that right one have to be for you to choose the middle one? As we all know, as guys, you always leave a gap in the urinals when able.
No, I don't.
If you got to pee, you got to pee, man. Grow up.
I don't.
I think the urinal that is filthy, I think if there's any risk of splash happening and any contents of that urinal getting on you, is something to factor in. Or if it's like clogged up that, you know, once the auto flush happens, if the water's just going to fill up and overflow. Just like freaking grow up, man, and just use a urinal.
I don't really subscribe to the leave the gap urinal.
Uh-huh. Because most places, like, is there a barrier in between the urinals?
No.
There. Huh. Like, most places. Like, I know here at work.
Yeah.
The public bathrooms, like, there's the divider. But even still, man.
It's like 50-50.
How old are you?
24.
Yeah. Also,
be a grown up and just use a urinal.
Yeah. But also those dividers, like, I don't know what they're dividing because I could easily see over them. Not that I peek, but I can easily see over a urinal divider.
Yeah.
Like, no problem. But I don't leave the middle. Like, if there's three and somebody's on the left, I'll go to the middle.
Sure.
Like, I don't care. Your comfort means very little to me. I prefer things to be in a line, right?
Oh.
Like, if you're at number one, I'm at number two, somebody else comes in at number three. That is what is logical to me.
So if one is occupied, you'll never go to three.
No, I will always go to two.
Yeah, it's got to be even. It's got
to
be in order.
It has to go in, like, uh-huh. I'm sorry, right? Like,
okay,
you know?
What if it's if there's a long...
Oh, okay,
right?
Yeah.
There's a bunch of urinals,
yes,
okay?
Yes.
Let's say one occupied,
yes.
Two not occupied,
right.
Three occupied,
okay.
Four not occupied, five, six occupied. Are you still going to number two? So it goes 1, 2, 3, or are you going to go to four?
I will find
3, 4, 5, 6.
No, is there one on the end?
Occupied. That's
occupied.
Number six.
So it's not there. Oh, at that point, I will just go in between somebody.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, it makes no difference to me whether there's two beside us or one beside us or whatever.
Yeah.
If it's chaos like that. Now, if I walk into a bathroom where there's like 15 urinals, right, and there's like one guy, I'm not going to go and stand next to the one guy,
sure.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay. Uh-huh. I will leave the bathroom in cuffs or on a stretcher, right? Like, I know that, like, I'm not that much of a creep.
Yeah, yeah,
okay?
Yeah.
Like, I get that.
Like, if one is occupied, you may go to, like, number seven.
Oh, I'm fine at that. But I'm talking if there's three.
Yeah.
Okay? Like, I'm not that much of a psycho.
Yeah. Maria, question for you.
Yes?
Do the same rules or do any rules apply in the women's bathroom when it comes to stalls? Because, like, you're in your own private area anyway.
Yeah.
Like, let's say there's a line of 1, 2, 3, right?
Okay.
And Like stall one is used. Will you go to number two or will you bypass two and go to number three?
Oh, I'll go to number three. But I also have like washroom anxiety.
What takes precedent? The sort of decorum of leaving a stall in between or the state of the stall?
Oh, state.
Okay.
Always state.
Always state of the
Always
stall.
Always state.
That trumps everything.
I will actually like leave the washroom if the state is not. I will like go home.
Oh, wow. So what do you mean you get bathroom or washroom anxiety?
Like if I know people are in there and they can hear me pee? No. I have to wait until they leave.
Okay.
So you could be in there a while though.
I know. Uh-huh. I know.
So what's your wait time like? Do you bounce like immediately?
Like it depends. Like sometimes like I just have to like hype myself up to just be like, okay, go pee.
And then, hype yourself up. We put on a playlist?
I'm like, you can do it.
You can do it.
Like, do you plug your ears so you can't hear somebody else pee?
Like, no, but if I can hear them pee, that's not the problem. It's the fact that I know other people can hear me pee.
Do you have a loud stream?
No, I don't think so.
I don't know. You ever have it tested?
No, I don't think so.
What if you're out, like, when you go to the clubs, like, with your girls, right?
Yeah.
I can only imagine, like, the girl, like, I can tell
oh,
you, the
girls go to pee with each other.
Yeah, like the guy's bathroom is always disgusting and packed, right? Like the girl's bathroom, will you still use even though like someone's in the stall, or is that just like it's a different atmosphere, environment, so you don't even care?
I don't even care because at that point, like I have a few drinks, like there's no caring at that point. But there has been places where like I've walked into the washroom and I've left. I've been like, I'll hold it until I find somewhere else to go.
Are you always hover?
Always hover.
Always.
Always hover in a public space.
What about when you've had too much tequila though?
Hover.
Yeah, still.
You just got to hold on to the wall.
Yeah. All right, there you go, Connor.
All right, thanks.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Maury doesn't have a cast on his arm anymore. He's wearing a proper shirt today.
Hey!
Not one that's all cut
for a week now.
No, a week.
I took it off last Tuesday.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did.
You had it here the day you went to the doctor. You said, I got to go to the doctor to find if I can take this off.
Right, but there's a whole other part of the Tuesday after I leave work. Like, I went from here, there, and then he looked at it.
Okay, never mind. I take all the applause back. I'm sorry for not noticing earlier.
No worries.
Jesus.
Damn.
You know what I mean?
I know.
You try.
Yeah.
You try. Big round of applause, and what do we get back?
You forgot to notice
Thanks.
A week ago.
Thank you. Uh-huh. Thank you. Anyway. You sit in a room that's very dark.
How's the arm? You get your haircut, too?
No.
Oh. How's your arm?
Should.
The arm's fantastic. It's 95% done.
95?
So
the bone is just not hard enough yet.
So what do you have to
Never
do?
Is.
What do you have to do now to
just physio, basically. And my next x-ray is in 2 months.
So like what's happening with the bone? Like, is it just like slowly every day, just like making new bone?
I just assume it's like one
what
of those
What do you
mean
assume? Why do you not know? I'm coming like, to you for answers.
You go to physio every week, man. You see a doctor all the time.
I attribute it to like a 3D printer.
I don't want to know what you attribute it to. What do the doctors tell you?
Oh, like it's pretty much done. It just needs to harden.
Okay.
Is that what you say to Matthew?
Just like your marriage.
True enough.
But how are you feeling, though?
I feel amazing.
What can you not do yet? Like, can you put both your arms in the... Hey,
shut me down. Come on, man.
Come on now.
Yeah, arms are up.
Oh, look at that!
Arms to the side. The only thing I can't do...
Can you, like, hug yourself?
Yeah, I can't reach my butt fully.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Up my back, and I can't go, I guess, diagonal with my arm.
If I had... Because I'm not very flexible at all. Mm. With my hands, if my butt cheek was I could scratch both my butt cheeks with one arm, for
can
sure.
You do that, Maury?
For sure.
Scratch both, like with my left to scratch the right.
Yeah,
yeah.
No, can you scratch your right with your left?
Scratching my right with my left.
No, scratch your scratch your left with your right.
I just
I'd be okay.
Yeah, I can do that.
I'd be okay. I'd be okay.
There's a lot of ass back there, though.
It's award winning.
It's a lot of.
Anyway, congrats. So you're good. You're driving.
Driving now, yes. How's that? Absolutely, which is amazing. I miss that greatly.
Yeah. What did you do with
clear in the parking garage? You might get hit on the way into work.
I know. Are you still squealing out of here?
I can't.
No. What was going on with the car while you were? Did it just sit in the parking garage?
It sat in my underground parking garage. I went down every week to turn it on. But the funny thing is, the second day of driving here, the battery died. So I had to replace the battery.
Oh, hilarious.
And is your insurance okay? Like, it's all up to date? Everything's good?
You're yeah, everything's great. Yeah, turn that back on. Yeah.
What do you mean you turn it back on?
For 3 months, I had it as storage insurance.
Oh, God, you're so cheap.
To save, I saved 20 bucks.
20 bucks. Hey. 20
bucks.
20 bucks is 20 bucks.
The arm is back.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Man, I had so many people DM me this clip, this audio clip from the There I Ruined It Instagram account.
So did I. I knew exactly what you're going to play.
So many. And I'm sure everybody on the team, you've had like fans reach out and say, hey, you guys need to play this on the radio.
If it's the same audio I'm thinking about, then yeah, I've gotten like 7 messages about it.
There I Ruined It has been using Baby Got Back by Sir Mix-a-Lot a lot lately. And the latest offering is... Baby Got Back, sung to the tune of Hallelujah by Leonard Cohen.
Yeah.
In the past, There I Ruined It has used Baby Got Back, just last week, I think it was, a week and a half ago, with Simon and Garfunkel. Listen to this. Oh, no, not that one. Hold on.
I like big butts, I cannot lie.
So good.
Right?
You other brothers can't deny. When a girl walks in with an itty bitty waist and a round thing in your face, you get sprung.
Okay,
bro, that is, this is like so good.
They also did one using Elvis.
Oh, I like big butts and I cannot lie. You are the brothers, I can't deny. And when a girl walks in with an itty bitty waist, stand around thing in your face, you get sprung. Oh, you get sprung.
And this is AI, by the way.
Yeah.
Not a guy.
No. Okay. This is AI. So There I Ruined It, did it again, like I said, with Baby Got Back, Sir Mix-a-Lot, with Hallelujah, the great Leonard Cohen.
I like big butts, I cannot lie. You other brothers can't deny. When a round thing's in your face, you get sprung. When a girl walks in, you pull up tough, 'cause you notice that her butt was stuffed. My homeboys try to warn me, me so horny. I seen her dancing to hell with romancing. Baby got back. Oh, baby got back.
So much to sing this at their wedding.
My anaconda don't want none.
No.
I'm sorry. Cut it off. I can't.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Hi, I'm Jesse Cruikshank.
Jesse
Cruikshank.
I host the number one comedy podcast called Phone a Friend.
Girl, let's phone a friend.
Not only do I break down the biggest stories in pop culture with guests like Dan Levy and members of NSYNC, I do it with my own personal boy band singing jingles throughout. Because it's my show.
It's your show, girl.
New episodes of Phone a Friend.
Yeah.
Drop Thursdays wherever you get your podcasts.
So work it, girl. Yeah, work it.
Okay, that's enough.
Yo, Alex, what up? It's Roz and Mocha.
Yo, what's going on?
All right. Alex sent us this. No, there's a lot. Okay. To get to here okay. with Alex. Okay. I am an OTR driver, and your podcast has kept me up and made me run past my logbook. My niece introduced me to your podcast on a trip to Florida, and I've been listening ever since. I started listening somewhere in the middle, and I got to episode 750-something, and then I started back at episode 1. I do long-distance driving, so I plan to listen right through again, although I have some questions and comments as well. First of all, Alex, welcome to the Roz and Mocha Show. Thank you very much for your dedication to the show and to the podcast. Appreciate you.
What's an OTR driver?
Over the road.
Aren't we all OTR drivers?
Well, no, you guys drive in town. We drive over straight, over the road.
Oh, okay, cool. All right.
And how long are you on the road for, typically? What's your day like?
You only could drive legally for 11 hours a day.
Oh, wow. Damn. Did not know that.
Yeah, and then you got to rest for 10.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So, Alex, I have here a list. Like, you got a lot of questions and you got a lot of comments.
Man, I've been listening to you guys like I'm telling you, I listen to you guys up to like 18 hours a day.
Oh my God.
Incredible. And how long ago did you start to listen? Because Roz and I have been doing this show together now for, we're going into year 15.
Yeah, that's what I heard. So, actually, my niece was in the truck with me one day and she popped out her phone and said, "You got to listen to this, Uncle." So, she puts on this podcast. I mean, I usually listen to Spotify and music. I got a huge playlist. And it was this segment with this dude in a coffin.
Halloween episode when Demi Moore was in the coffin.
So this thing got me hooked and I'm like, this guy's crazy. It turned out that it was just a fun show to listen to. And it was like, that was it. I just started listening. And then I got right up to, I think something like 700 and something, got to the end of it. And then I was like, I couldn't listen to it on the radio, man. Too much music, you know? So I just went right back to one and I started again. And I'm up to like episode 65 or 66 right now.
Wow. Damn, incredible.
You guys are having an argument about when Mocha, you blocked Maury or something like that.
Yeah.
I just thought it was funny, man. I was laughing like crazy.
Block Maury on all social media. Spoiler alert, he's still blocked.
Spoiler alert, still upset.
Okay, like, so Alex,
let's... have social media.
Okay, we got to go through some... We're going to go through some of your questions.
Let's go through your question. What's your first question that you have for the show?
Okay, so... the studio that you guys are in, how big is it?
Like square footage?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know, like...
250?
Something like that, oh, yeah.
You guys got a good view of the city or something like that?
No.
No. So where our studio... We have windows, but the windows look out into like a hallway / cafeteria in our building. So we have no view of the outside world. We actually have to physically leave the studio, leave the area where the radio station is, walk into the hallway where the cafeteria is, and look out the window that way.
Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah.
Man, I just say, I love the camaraderie between you guys. I mean, it's just fun to hear you guys. Like I said, I've been just listening and you guys keep me awake. And it's just like, it's just so really refreshing. I hear all these people calling in and saying how much you make their day and all that stuff. And it's just really, really, really true. Like, Roz, like, I got to ask you a question, man. Mm-hmm. Where the hell do you get all your knowledge? Like, you, like, bang on everything.
Bruh, like, when you've been around for hundreds of years, you think he's not going to know? I mean, this guy's like Gandalf the Great.
That's the worst question you could ask, dude.
He was there when it all happened.
Yeah, he's like, documenting it all.
All my knowledge of history is just all from my personal handwritten notes from that time.
So, Alex, I see...
You even wrote a book. Like, I mean, I actually downloaded when I heard that you wrote that book. I went on audio and actually bought that book, listened to it one shot, like all 9 hours, one shot.
Wow.
Yeah. And I said, I'm on the road, so I got nothing else to do.
So I see here in you also said here, Alex, that you think you know Shem's cologne because Shem is very secretive about what kind of cologne he wears. It's very nice cologne, and we've been trying to get out of him which brand that he uses. He denies that it's Axe body spray, although I still think it's straight up Axe body spray.
It's not, man.
But he won't say. He won't say.
I think I'm going to go give the initials. It's WC.
What's WC? Just say it.
Wild Country.
Wild Country. Do you wear Wild Country, Chef?
Never heard of it. No.
Never heard of it.
No.
Okay, well, all right.
Yeah, sorry, brother.
All right, man.
Do you wear Wild Country?
I do.
Oh, okay. Well, there you go.
Alex, we appreciate you, bro. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you again for your dedication to the podcast. You're on the road, as you said, for like 11 hours a day, and every single day you're driving. So just plowing through all the podcast episodes, and you listen to Roz's book. So we can't thank you enough for your support and knowing that you've become such a fan in such a short period of time means a lot to us, man.
Big fan, man. Big fan. Love you guys, man. You guys really do a lot, you know, so... keep up the good work, man. I love you guys.
Before we let you go, between Roz and Mocha, who's your favorite?
Roz.
Whoa, hey now. Thank you very much. I appreciate that. Hey, man, now let me ask you a question. This Wild Country cologne, I'm looking at it right now. That's an Avon for Men product, right?
Absolutely.
Okay, cool.
Alex, you are the best, man. Feel free to reach out anytime, okay?
Absolutely, man. You guys be well, all right? Stay cool.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Arnold Schwarzenegger was a guest on the Kelce Brothers podcast that dropped yesterday, New Heights. And there's one part of this interview that they did that stood out like crazy, talking about being an action star in the 80s.
Oh, damn.
And talking about the amount of competition there was between all the big action stars from the 80s.
Yeah.
You had Sylvester Stallone, you had Chuck Norris, you had Van Damme, you had Bruce Willis, right?
Yeah.
And it was stacked. And that was the era where it was like the first of their kind. And it helped define like a generation.
Oh, Mike, it helped define America.
Before we get to that, I got to big up Jason Kelce because I feel like he and I are the same. The way he set up and introduced Schwarzenegger on the podcast is no doubt the exact same way I would have done it if Arnold Schwarzenegger was here.
Okay.
It's the exact same way I introduce anyone I get hype about on this show. Listen to this.
We have the king of pump. The king. The originator of pumping iron. Our guest today is seven-time Mr. Olympia, the former governor of California. He has grossed an estimated $4 billion at the box office. You know him from some of your favorite movies like Commando,
hey-o,
Predator, True Lies, Kindergarten Cop, Jingle All the Way. It's the goddamn Terminator. That's right. We got Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Wow.
Fire up, baby.
Is that
acceptable?
That was fantastic.
Yes, go, baby.
As long as Artie approves.
I can't believe it's the baby oil.
I need some.
You're supposed to be oiled up when you introduce me.
That's right.
That was great. That was really fantastic.
So that's how they introduced Arnold Schwarzenegger. Damn. And then they started talking about the competition in the 80s.
We've known that you had a competition with Sylvester Stallone back in your guys. You and Sly and all of the action stars, what was crazy about that generation was those were not just the action stars. Those were the biggest stars in Hollywood.
Hits, yeah.
Like they outshined all of the other actors in Hollywood. It was the heyday of action movies and you and Sylvester really went toe to toe. But back in the day, you know, what was the competition like? Like were there certain movies where you guys felt like you were going back and forth? Like,
well, first of all, let me just say that what made us be that big was that we created an era.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, just think about it, that before us, there were no action movies where the guys were really believable, physically speaking,
right,
that they could do this action. Jean-Claude Van Damme and all of those guys came in. They were ripped. They were muscular. And so then it became a competition. You know, it's like, but not just a competition of who has the best body,
mm-hmm,
but it was kind of like who has the lowest body fat. Who sells the most tickets at the box office?
Oh, yeah.
Who uses the biggest knives in a movie? Who kills more people in a movie?
Yeah.
Who kills the more people in the most creative way,
yeah,
in a movie? And so the competition was so insane in every direction. Who uses the biggest gun?
Oh, yeah.
So Sly used in Rambo a huge machine gun that he barely could hold up, right? And so I said to the guy, when I did Commander, I said, guys, we got to go and use a machine gun that is mounted on a helicopter or on a tank, not for a human being. And so I was holding this gun. I couldn't hold it up. It had like a stand underneath because, yeah, it was so heavy. It was so huge. And I'm in the jungle there, boom, 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 you know, nailing the jungle trees and all that stuff. So it was crazy.
That's
the
awesome.
Competition was insane.
Could you imagine that's if crazy, like the group chat existed back then?
That's crazy.
All these
that's
stars? Cool.
Well, they hated each other then.
Well, yeah, because every time someone hit with a monster of a movie.
What was that? There was one great story where Stallone did a real terrible movie. I think it was called Stop or My Mom Will Shoot. It was awful. with Estelle Getty, I think, was in the movie.
Uh-huh.
And I think that it was, I think Schwarzenegger told Stallone that like he really wanted this movie And then Stallone went for it and got it. And Schwarzenegger knew that the movie was going to be garbage. And so he basically, their rivalry was so heated that he trolled Stallone.
Oh,
and
damn.
Stallone wound up doing like the worst movie of his career just because he thought Schwarzenegger was interested
in
it.
Yeah, Stop or My Mom Will Shoot.
Stop or My Mom Will Shoot.
Oh, no.
Yeah, like that's like that was the level.
Yeah.
Like messing with each other's careers. Like
wow.
Not the box
Incredible.
Office, but like, oh man.
That was Schwarzenegger on the New Heights podcast with the Kelce Brothers.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Where are we here? Oh, I got to play you this. So I guess McDonald's in Canada they're like combining people's favorite combos that they make, and now they're releasing them in actual sandwiches. And they got Lil Yachty to do a new sort of remix of the 1980s jingle. But I don't know if these are popular, but I guess they are. It's the combos that people ask for, and now their official sandwiches, which is a chicken cheeseburger sandwich. So I guess it's a cheeseburger with a chicken burger on it.
Okay.
And then there's a
surf. Like a McChicken, I guess?
Like, I guess a McChicken and, yeah. and a hamburger. And then there's the surf and turf, which is two beef patties and a fish filet with cheese, pickles, onions, ketchup, and mustard.
Okay. No. That ain't it.
And then there's a third sandwich, which is a junior chicken with the chili Thai sauce. I don't know. Is that
Yes, that's a thing.
That's a
thing. Very good.
I don't know. But here is Lil Yachty with the new jingle.
Welcome to McDonald's. Can I take your order, please?
Can I get a Big Mac, McWrap, McFlurry, and a McDouble? Keep it real, I need a Happy Meal, McCrispy,
oh
10 McNuggets,
tasty
golden fries, a cold drink with extra ice, show your chicken
I
with
beef fire, sweet pineapple
pie.
I thought
Yachty.
You would love this.
Is that it?
Let me get a quarter pound of my cheese, a flat fish, oh please. Make noodles, a McMuffin, and a large coffee.
Okay, this part I like,
cheese,
actually.
Hot brown, hot cakes, vanilla, corn shake, and a hot bar, Sunday.
Okay. 30 seconds and I'm kind of feeling the song now, bro. Okay, I like it now. I didn't like the song at first, but once that switch up happened, look at you.
I hate him so much.
Oh, you do?
Fart all over this.
Why do you hate him?
Do you hear him? You hear what I hear?
It sounds like everybody else to me. There's no difference.
No. He sounds like extra trash.
Do you not think he's parodying it, though? Like, just to be funny?
No. This is how Lil Yachty sounds.
This is all of his songs.
Although I do like the auto-tune on ba da ba ba ba. Yeah, that.
I hear no difference between this guy and, like, everybody else that you guys love.
No. There's a difference.
I just don't have the ears for it, right?
Yeah.
Like, I just don't hear the difference.
Yeah.
But you know what's funny is that I wasn't even going to play that. And then I was like, no, you know what? I bet you Mocha's going to think that's fire. And then when you started to hate it, I was really upset. Like, yeah. I was like, oh my God, I'm wasting time.
Now I think it's fire.
Okay, good. Thank you. So I was right. Okay,
yo,
there
big
we go.
Lil Yachty. There you we got go. Our support over
I like that.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
I'm Laura Palmer, host of Island Crime. Season 6, Sweethearts, is the story of three teenage girls who were all murdered in Victoria, Canada, within about 12 months.
So she was scared. Something out there scared her.
You've just created the playground where predators can really thrive.
She was a 16-year-old girl. She was a sweetheart.
Listen to Sweethearts at frequencypodcastnetwork.com or wherever you get podcasts.
Find your frequency.
I don't know if you've been following the story of Amy and Brittany Hensel, the conjoined twins who got married.
I saw something like that on social.
They became famous from that Oprah interview, and then they did that show on TLC. I think it was called like Stuck Together or Stuck With You or something like that.
Uh-huh.
And then they went to college, but I guess they had to pay two tuitions, which is interesting. So they share a body, and then they have two heads, right? So it's called a disyphilis conjoined twins. It's super rare, and they have two heads side by side, one torso. They share the same bloodstream and all organs below the waist. Mm-hmm. Abby controls their right arm and leg. Brittany controls their left arm and leg. And apparently they have very different taste in men as well. Mm. But one of them just got married.
Okay. Right? No, they both got married.
No, one of them got married.
Okay.
One of them got married.
And then, but...
Abby got married. Brittany did not get married.
But is Brittany, like, in, like into the dude as well? Like,
well, she has to be. She controls one of the hands.
So they, when they stepped away from public life, they said the whole world doesn't need to know who we're seeing, what we are doing, and when we're doing it. And then she goes on to say, but believe me, we are totally different people. So they have different tastes.
So what if Britney's like in love with some next dude?
Then
I think to marry somebody else.
Then she will get married. Well, it's just like when Abby, so her husband Joshua, uh-huh, right, has a child from another marriage, and he's uh-huh just actually got investigated. Like the ex-wife just came back for another paternity test.
Okay.
But Joshua has a kid from his ex-wife, which means Abby is now a stepmom. Brittany is not the stepmom,
but the step aunt.
She's the aunt.
Okay.
Okay, so like only one of them is like the stepmom.
But I'm still trying to figure out like when Brittany gets, if she decides to get married, right?
Yes, yes.
Anyway, I'm just thinking about this too much. Yes. Like, whatever, yes. Okay.
So anyway, now the husband, Joshua, is facing a paternity lawsuit from another woman. This comes just days after the wedding announcement surfaced because they got married back in 2021. And this paternity suit against Abby's husband, Joshua, was filed in 2023.
Damn,
Josh. Dun, dun, dun. Shem, you're shaking your head.
No, it's just, it's wild that I have so many questions.
Scandal,
that,
right?
I can't really say the questions that I have, but yeah, lots.
I know.
I think it should have been one tuition.
I agree with you. It should have been one tuition. And they're both teachers.
Wait, they paid separate tuition?
They teach grade five.
In separate classrooms?
No, that's same classroom.
Well, no, Abby might have one class and then they have to go to
Listen, it's a valid question.
Wait, they paid two. I'm still stuck on the tuition. They paid two separate tuitions.
They
paid
two separate tuitions for college, yes.
Well, that is just ridiculous.
Yes.
Yeah, it is.
Why? It's two people learning.
No, but.
Yeah, but they share a locker and a chair.
It's two educations, though.
I guess two brains.
Two brains.
It doesn't matter.
Only two hands.
Exceptions could be made.
It's what? So all siblings should just pay?
No. Not all siblings. No. Their body.
They have like, you know.
Why do you have to bring this story up?
Because it's fascinating. You're not fascinated by it?
I guess.
I think all of us are just scared to ask.
There's like so many questions. But listen, I'm glad they're happy. They were dealt a rough hand in life. They made through it. They fell in love. You should see the pictures.
Well, one fell in love.
One fell in love. Yeah. Yes, that's
but
right.
But there is hope for other love.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Hey, so what Maria's if one wants to go out single and one wants to watch Netflix?
There's hope for love, me too.
I think that you have to compromise on a lot of that stuff. But if you look at the pictures of the first dance, like one of them, like Abby is just looking lovingly into Josh's eyes and Brittany's just sort of there like being supportive. Like
looking at the lights.
Yeah, just like being super supportive. Yeah,
that's when they dance.
song almost done, guys. Want to go to the bar.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Hey, yesterday we were talking about Abby and Brittany Hensel, the conjoined twins who got married.
Oh, yeah.
Right? So one of them, they share a body, two heads, right? The conjoined twins. They did a TLC show and everything else. Oprah made them famous. So one of the interesting things that came out of the wedding was that when Abby married her husband, Josh, Brittany wasn't listed as one of the witnesses. So they had two witnesses on their marriage certificate. What? And Brittany wasn't listed. She wasn't one of the witnesses.
Hold on. But so was she just like not paying attention?
No, her other sister, Morgan, is listed as the witness.
Yo, what a diss. I'd be like, yo. I'm here. I am always here.
I've witnessed everything up
to this point.
Yeah, so it was interesting.
How does Brittany feel about that?
I don't know. So yeah,
I'd be so pissed.
Maybe I wouldn't be. I don't know. Maybe I'm sick of just being a part of everything.
I get.
Right?
Oh, and, sure.
You know. Yeah. Or maybe let's think of it this way. Maybe Morgan, the other sister, right, will never have the closeness that Abby has with Brittany. Uh-huh. And so maybe she was like, this is a way of sort of bringing Morgan into it so she can sort of maybe feel as close.
Yeah. Like you guys do everything together.
Let me
Yes. Yeah.
Take part or something.
Yeah. And I remember yesterday, Maria, you were very much concerned with the fact that they had to pay two tuitions to go to university. But you know that they only make one salary for work?
That's okay, this wild.
They paid double tuition.
Yeah.
They make one salary.
That doesn't
seem
fair.
No. I think they're a grade five teacher.
Grade five teachers, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. But yeah, it's one salary. Interesting. But yeah, no witness.
Thanks for listening to the Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Catch the guys live.
Weekday mornings from 6 to 10.
On Kiss 92.5.
Kiss925.com.
Or download the Kiss 92.5 app.
Hi, I'm Jessie Cruikshank.
Jessie Cruikshank.
I host the number one comedy podcast called Phone a Friend.
Girl, let's phone a friend.
Not only do I break down the biggest stories in pop culture with guests like Dan Levy and members of NSYNC, I do it with my own personal boy band singing jingles throughout. Because it's my show.
It's your show, girl.
New episodes of Phone a Friend.
Yeah.
Drop Thursdays wherever you get your podcasts.
So work it, girl. Yeah, work it.
Okay, that's enough.